祝我们与弟兄姐啊，我先交通一点，就是就是在夏令会左右这两个星期啊，我的 my heart condition 就是我的心里面内心的一些波
情
动
况。
情况或者失败。
I want to share with you about for about 2 weeks before summer conference. I want to share with you my heart's condition, all the stirrings, and all my failures.
在夏令会之前，大概一个多星期之前啊，我姐妹大概对我做了一件不好的事情。
About a week before the summer conference, my wife did something that is not so good to me.
我姐妹也给我道歉。
My wife actually apologized to me.
我也接受这个道歉。
I also accepted her apology.
但是就是有的东西还在我的心里面。
However, there's something that is still troubling in my heart.
但是我想弟兄姐妹，你知道，就是有东西在你的里面的话，你自己可以感觉到，对方也可以感觉到。
I'm sure you all know if there's something troubling you, you will sense it, and the other spouse will also sense it.
但是好像也许是有我的骄傲。
Probably because of my pride.
但是我就是还是在我的里面。
But I still remain in myself.
一直到夏令会开始，
Until the commencement of the summer conference.
因为我姐妹由于别的原因，她不能同我一起走。
Because of other reasons, my wife could not depart with me.
但是
At the same time.
我不能这样再继续的在夏令会有这样一个东西在我的心里面。
But I cannot keep this thing in my heart during the summer conference.
是很难受的一件东西，尽管是
It
很小的一件事情，就是说我自教说呀，sorry，我还有东西在我心里面，就是实际上是很容易的一件事情。
is a very small thing, but there's just still this thing in my heart. It doesn't feel good, even though, she said sorry, it doesn't feel good.
所以实际上到我姐妹因为她第一堂也没有赶上。
My wife missed the first session.
到那晚上，就是我回到宿舍以后，我再给她说 sorry。
So I said sorry to her after the conclusion of the first session.
这是一部分。
This is part of it.
然后就说那晚上我们有一些交通。
That night we also had some fellowship.
当然，这些交通就是看见，就是说我们里面的那一些光景。
So throughout sharing, we both realized the inner conditions of ourselves.
也许弟兄姐妹认为我这个人就是说比较柔软。
And maybe brothers and sisters feel like I'm a very pliant person.
因为你常常看见我常常被神的话语或者是交通所摸着。
Because I constantly am touched by the sharing and the word of God.
对，感谢主，就是说常常以他的话语来激励我，也常常让我可以比他摸着。
I thank God that he constantly constrain me with his words, and he touches me with himself.
这些让我真是在生活当中让我有力量。
And this strengthens me in my daily life.
可以说实话，如果没有主的激励的话。
To be honest with you, without the constraining power of the Lord,
我不知道我的生活会是什么样。
I don't know what I would become.
所以，被主的爱慕着，被主的话受激励，这并不是我的，就是说我的心是柔软。
Just merely because I have been constrained by his word and his love touches us, that does not mean that my heart is pliant.
那个晚上我思想就从夏令会的第一个晚上，我思想关于一个柔软的心。
That night, that first night after, in the summer conference, I'm meditating about having a pliant heart.
什么是一个柔软的心？
What is a pliant heart?
啊，这是我的体会，什么样的心是柔软的？
This is my sense of having a pliant heart.
一个柔软的心是愿意来顺服什么是对的东西。
So having a pliant heart means that you obey everything that is right.
一个柔软的心是愿意来顺服神在我们心里面牧召我们的时候，我们愿意起来。
So having a pliant heart means that when God touches your heart, you will rise up in your heart.
一个柔软的心，啊，同样也是一个刚强的心。
Having a pliant heart, likewise, is also a strengthened heart.
对那些不讨人喜悦的东西，他能刚强。
You are strong, rejecting those things that are not pleasing to God.
因为他的心柔软。
Because your heart is supposed to be pliant toward God.
啊，所以真的我感谢主，就说在夏令会，神好的话语激励我们。
So I thank God that there are many, many words from the summer conference that are used by God to constrain our hearts.
啊，为了纪要时间，那我就不读就是个这经文，就是以赛亚书62:1-7.
To save time, I won't read word for word Isaiah 62:1-7.
啊，这段经文啊，对我来讲啊，就是说有很多的啊。
This passage is very meaningful to me in multi facets.
啊，它让我看见啊神的心意。
This passage enables me to see the heart desire of God.
它让我也啊看见我们的盼望。
This passage also shows us our hope.
它让我也体会到神有一个呼召。
This also gives me the sense that God does have a calling.
啊，所以夏令会回来以后，啊，也许是啊，主把很多的东西放在我们家里面。
So after our return from the summer conference, the Lord has put many, many things in our family.
啊，弟兄姐妹，你也知道啊，我们家去年淹水了。
Brother and sister, you may know that last year our house flooded.
啊，我们家还没有修。
But we have not started to repair our house.
但弟兄姐妹，我可以讲，修房子这件事情在我们家里面并不是啊 number one, number two, number three.
But I will tell you, in terms of priority, the house repair is not the first, the second, nor the third priority.
所以，啊。也许有这样的情况在我们家里面，啊，请没有我，我们也。啊，我们有没有商量？啊，我们就两人就愿意在一起，就是说。恢复啊，在他面前的祷告。
So we decided to restore our prayers between husband and wife before God.
啊，可以说我们信主以后，我们做了很多次。
We've done this many many times after we were saved.
但是有各种各样的原因，会停下来。
But for all kinds of reasons, we stopped.
所以弟兄姐妹，我也有一个请求。
Therefore, I have this entreaty, brothers and sisters.
所以，请你在祷告里面纪念我们。
So remember us in your prayer.
那把下面的时间给弟兄姐妹。
I give the ensuing time to brothers and sisters.
How great thou art. That's what we sang earlier today, right at the beginning of the table meeting. How great thou art. How appropriate it is that we sang that today on Father's Day. We have a father, loving father, who loves each and every one of us equally. He has abundant love to share for each and every one of us. It's especially important. It's especially touched my heart because it was a song, it was a hymn that my own earthly father sang until the day he died, about 15 years ago. So I can just imagine him right now at the feet of the Father singing, "How great thou art." This year's summer conference was my fifth. And each one, I've come back more appreciative of the Lord's word and how and what it means to me in my life. It has shown me, the summer conference has shown to me the how more centered the Lord Jesus should be in my life. Instead of, I've been so busy, involved in busyness in my life that I found that really I need to turn more and more toward the Lord. When the first evening, Brother Peng brought us through the Book of Isaiah, and like Brother Peng, I had tended to ignore most of Isaiah and only concentrate on those passages that were quoted in the New Testament, especially those by Jesus himself. But the brother brought us through the first, well, brought us through the entire book as if, as he put it, it's a forest with a path going through it. He talked to us about the remnant and just what the remnant means to us in present day, in our present day. He talked about how each one of us should be like the ox or the donkey. And I kind of thought about that for a bit, and it made a whole lot of sense that I should be more like the ox, but the ox who is yoked to our Lord Jesus Christ. I should be more like the Lord Jesus Christ in my everyday life. All the Lord is asking is that we yoke with him. He knows the way. We will learn how to be more like him, how to imitate him in our daily lives and help others to come to the Lord also. A lot of times I know that personally I want to do it my own way. That's a human, that's of the flesh. That's a human way to do things. We forget about, 5 minutes. Okay. Oh, get closer. I'm sorry. I thought my 5 minutes was about up. It's getting, okay. So, yes, the Lord wants us to be yoked with him. I need to be more like the ox and follow the lead of the Lord. One thing that really touched my heart that first evening, I believe it was that first evening, when Brother Peng talked about the cost of following Christ. And I think it was mentioned in one of the prayers this morning I believe it's, is it Romans 8, 20? Yeah, well, excuse me, not Romans. I'm talking Matthew. Matthew 8, 20. Where the Lord says, foxes have dens and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And that made me think of how our Lord came to earth. He set aside his deity to take on flesh for my sin, for the sin of all of those he loves, his creation. And he was not welcomed. He had no place to go. Some people said, yes, Lord, we'll follow you. But he had no place to lay his head. All he wants is for each one of us to open our hearts to him. Allow our hearts to become pliant, as Brother indicated, pliant heart, so that he can live in us and we can show his love for us to all in the world today. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Since Baron next to me and he finished, I just take over. The afternoon workshop I was attend the gospel preaching. I just wonder why every time I preaching gospel seems doesn't have the effect. So I choose to attend this group, and really this group they help me to see. A lot of times I preach gospel by my own effort, by my own way. And this time really teach me that we preaching the gospel want our friends, our family members, co-workers, they can be saved and receive the salvation. And those opportunity, and if we have it, and we have to come to the Lord to pray and prepare ourselves. I think a lot of times I didn't prepare myself. I just go and to do it and say whatever come to my mind. Now I know I have to pray, not for praying for myself and pray for the person you're going to preach the gospel, and also pray for the spiritual warfare. Because when you preach the gospel, you want the person saved, become a children of God. At the same time, the enemy, the Satan, also do the work. And they do not want you to do the work. So that's you have to pray. Yeah. I pray for myself. First things, I think just like brother already mentioned that, first things you pray that you have to be clean for your own sin. You have to repent. Otherwise, you pray the Lord will not hear your prayer. Then that will not work. So that first things, you pray yourself. And also prepare. Also pray for the other person and prepare their heart. They can have a soft heart, can hear what you shared. And also, when you're preaching gospel, and you have to really ask the Holy Spirit to lead. It's not by your own effort. And you even have to pray that, just like Paul, even ask brother, sister, pray for him to ask the Lord, give him the word and to come out of his mouth and to preach in the gospel. So we would do the same. And another thing is not just you keep saying, keep preaching what you experience, what you know. Yes, definitely is we preaching our Lord. The Lord is the center. But a lot of times we have to stop to listen to the other person and see what his response, and see see if the Holy Spirit lead you to lead this person to have a prayer, to receive the Lord. Sometimes you don't pay attention, the times the opportunity is gone. So you have to be pretty sensitive to the Holy Spirit lead, and also invite the person or ask the person, does he or she willing to receive the salvation, receive the Lord, be their personal savior. So then you can lead them to the prayer. And also I remember Brother mentioned that when you prepare, be prepared for the gospel preaching, and really is prepare yourself. It's not only what you say and also what you do. And that from your life can show forth God's life. And that the people see your deed, see your life, have the our Lord's life, then they will see you belongs to the Lord and will have the desire to be like you, become a children of God. And then last is when you're preaching gospel, do not lose heart. Seems you don't see the result. Say, I preach the gospel, how come no response, no anything? But remember, you already plant the seeds in the person's heart. And the watering and the make this person, the seeds grow, is other brother, sister, also God's work to make it grow. So we have to remember that. You just continue, and every opportunity the Lord gives to you, and you just take that opportunity to be prepared yourself and to be ready to preaching the gospel to others. Yeah, I think that's...
Brothers and sisters, like Brother Byron shared earlier on, it was his fifth time going to the summer conference. For me and my family, this was the first time that we had the blessings to attend the conference. Praise the Lord. It was such a great blessing that our whole family can attend this together and to be able to fellowship in the body of Christ in such a great environment. In the past, why weren't we able to attend the summer conferences was because our two children, they were in different systems to American schools, and they were always in the middle of the examinations. But this time, God help us, He made a difference. He allowed our children to finish their examinations in school just one day before the summer conference. Praise the Lord. So this time we were able to join the conference. And let me wholeheartedly say that it was a great blessing. And I want to encourage everyone to go to a future summer conference. Whether you come to the Lord as individual, as a couple, or as a family, I trust that you would be like us, like our family. You would find a lot of blessings, and the Holy Spirit moved among us and stir our heart. And there were so many things that we have learned, and we were very grateful. Like brothers and sisters shared earlier on, we've received a lot of messages from God, from Brother Ted Peng, from Godwinson. And I've read those passages, whether it be Romans, whether it be Exodus, whether it be Isaiah many times. But one of the many messages that stuck with me was Isaiah 62, verses 6 to 7. The passage talked about the watchman on the wall of Jerusalem. In the past, I kind of glanced through this passage and said, okay. God was talking about the watchman. And it didn't mean too much to me at the time, in previous times that I read the passage. But this time, Brother Peng really helped me to understand what it meant. God chose the watchman to man the wall of Jerusalem. They are his people. We are his people. And what are the characteristics of the watchman? They pay focus, they pay attention to our Lord, they seek our Lord, they are vigilant, they are watchful. And like Sister Joanna said, there is a spiritual warfare, and we have to look out for the attacks by the devil. And we also need to pray to our Lord unceasingly. We do not rest. I want to share that I have lots of friends and even my family in Hong Kong. They are not believers of Christ yet. And we should be praying unceasingly to God that his kingdom will be expanded to the farthest edges of the world, and that people around us, the non-believers around us, including our friends and families and those that who we don't really know, we pray that they will turn to our Lord and receive the blessings and the salvation that we receive from our merciful and our almighty God, who is full of grace. And there was another message that I picked up. It was that we do not let God rest either. We have to ask God, please continue to help us, so that Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, would be the place of praise, that his name would be held at the highest, and that we would all worship him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So just want to close by giving thanks to our Lord once again for his faithfulness, that he himself is unceasing in his love and his great love, his agape love. He will never let us go. And pray that we would all have the hearts of remnants and the heart of watchmen. Thank you.
Give my best effort on that. But I just wanted to continue really quickly with those same verses and just a couple thoughts from those verses. And I'll just read them before I begin. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent and give him no rest until he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And these verses kind of permeated throughout the conference in so many, showing up in so many places. And really showing to me over the course of the conference the priority of prayer. So 3 weeks ago, I had the great privilege of being at Jerusalem in Israel. And one of the fascinating things is that everywhere I went in Jerusalem, there are IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, all along the walls, everywhere you turn. And as I was thinking about this verse and that picture, it was so interesting to me because every Israeli is required to serve in the IDF. It's mandatory that they serve in the IDF. And so I was thinking, there are so many things like preaching or like teaching the kids that not everyone gets to do. But being a watchman is a requirement for all of us. It's a calling for all of us. It's not something that we stand on the side and don't participate in. But the Lord has set each one of us upon the walls. And I also thought about that too, that what it means that God sets us upon the walls. The wall is his own testimony that he has built up, and we stand upon the finished work of Christ. And that is the first part of being a watchman, is simply to stand upon the finished work of Christ. And the second part is to watch and pray. To watch and pray. And I was just reminded of how too often we make prayer a meeting activity or a before meal activity or a about me activity. And that's not what prayer is. It's not an activity at all. It is a constant, consistent battle and something that we fight in every situation. And we don't come to God just with prayers over the big things, but we come to God with prayers over everything. And so those were just some of the thoughts that really the Lord impressed upon me in this conference in these short verses.
The
service in God's house.
通过这两天下午 那个专题讨论,
the two afternoons workshop sessions,
我, 最大的得着呢, 是,
my biggest gaining
神家的服事主要是一个团体的服事,
is a corporate service.
我们肢体不一,
we are members,
身子只有一个,
are different, but there's only one body.
功能不同,
we have different
functions, 目标只有一个,
but there's only one goal.
在我们教会里，我们看到有讲的、有翻的、有音响服饰的、有招待的、有看小孩的、有中学生、初级生、小学生、服饰的、还有
high school service,
厨房、
kitchen service
等等。
etc.
我感谢主，我在教会也有服事。
I also have service in this church.
我的服事是刷厕所、
is to clean toilets.
垃圾。
And to throw away trash. But I truly thank the Lord to give me this opportunity. Cleaning a toilet and throwing out trash is not
is
just as good as
teaching.
I've been changed. I have a special feeling for trash. Now I see trash. I want to move my hands to take action. At home, I'm also like this. Every day, I throw out my trash several times a day.
以至于有可能产生误会。
Therefore, there's some misunderstanding at my house.
不久前我
太
我姊妹的两个姐姐来看我们。
Two older sisters came to visit us.
她要住几个月。
They stayed for several months.
因为我经常打扫卫生、打扫厕所、扔垃圾。
I constantly
get
into
cleaning
bathrooms. There's some misunderstanding.
所以呢，我家姊妹就几次向我
several times
向我的她的两个姐姐就解释。
Explain to her two older sisters.
请你们不要介意。
Please don't mind him.
她就是这个习惯。
Me, like,
感谢主啊,
thank the Lord.
经常说在,
in the Bible,
小事上,
we say that you need to be,
在大事上也不易。
If you're not unrighteous in small things, you're also unrighteous in big things.
在小事上忠心的,
if you're faithful in small things,
在大事上也忠心。
You will also be faithful in big things.
可能是因为我这两年在刷厕所扔垃圾方面比较忠心。
I'm faithful in scrubbing toilets and throwing out trash.
在去夏令会之前的
Before summer conference, I've been arranged to become an usher.
这样呢，我就可以不仅打扫厕所、
not only can I clean the toilets and throw away trash,
而且还可以招待服侍兄弟姐妹。
I greet brothers and sisters.
还可以为我们的神的家站岗放哨。
I can also welcome people into God's house.
我想提前给大家道个歉，请大家原谅。
So I want to apologize in advance. Please forgive me.
我在 服侍招待服侍的时候，在马路上站的时候，我喜欢戴墨镜，戴遮阳帽。
I wear hats and sunglasses.
我不戴墨镜，戴遮阳帽的时候，小朋友说我像警察。
The little kids say that I look like a policeman.
如果戴上墨镜和遮阳帽的话，可能看起来像坏蛋。
I look like a bad guy.
不过我想坦白的给弟兄姐妹说
，I want to tell brothers and sisters.
我是罪人，但我不是坏蛋。
But I'm not a bad guy.
所以不要介意。
So don't mind me.
我在马路上，我是为了保护兄弟姐妹。
On the streets, I'm trying to protect you, brothers and sisters.
想在此呢，我也感谢。
Once again, I also thank.
众兄弟姐妹在神家的服侍。
Who are serving
God's house. 他们在几年几十年如一日，在不同的方面来服侍神的家，我们应该向他献上感谢，也把荣耀献给主。我也想呢，借着这次夏令会，借着弟兄在我们心里所撩起的火热，有更多的兄弟姐妹能够站起来，为神的家做服侍，有很多的工作可以做。
There are much work to be done.
愿主能够引领我们去做好神家的服侍的工作。
Enable us to do a good job serving in God's house.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我就加重这些。
And here is my sharing.
啊，弟兄姐妹平安。
Friends, peace, friends, sisters.
啊，我今年是我第一次参加啊夏令会。
This is my first time attending summer conference.
觉得很就像刚刚弟兄姐分享的，觉得很受祝福。
那
我觉得在这次夏令会里面，我最大的祝福在于对我自己一些生命上的一些提醒和改变。那其实，在参加夏令会之前，其实有段时间，我是比较低沉、比较下沉的，因为被很多工作的环境各方面的影响着。然后呢？虽然我知道我应该去仰望主、仰望神，可是没有办法一直在被那个环境里边搅扰着，然后觉得好像是在东西在拉着我往下坠啊，甚至连聚会有时候会觉得累，因为我要开很长时间车过来啊，迟到的时候啊。但是感谢主的是啊，虽然有一段时间比较累，觉啊可能就。不想来了，但是那段时间真的感谢主，神借这些其他的事情让我能够继续的来。然后这次的在那个 conference 里边有就是通过孙弟兄和文弟兄的分享，让我觉得那我真正的在生命里边能感觉到一些东西的改变，就是在于说，当孙弟兄讲到说他神要以他的标准来建造教会的时候，他特别提到了祭坛。那就让我们在每次来到教会之前，我们先要经过祭坛，先要除掉人的这些事情来到教会。其实换句话说，就是我们要常讲的说，我们要走十字架的道路。那他特别讲到一点，我觉得比较挺感动的，在于说我们有时候常常不明白真正十字架的意义是什么。他就提到说，其实我的感觉在于说，当真正的让我们的事情或者让世上的一些事情在我们自己的身上没有了它的权势，就没有了这些世上这些东西的权势，而我们可以真的从里边可以得到释放出来。那就是说我们不再是这样硬撑，靠着自己能力硬忍着过去，或者怎么样，我们觉得好像还是靠自己的道德或者涵养这样撑过去，这样会我们会觉得越撑越累，越撑越下沉。如果我们真的觉得这些事情在我们身上没有了权势，没有了作用，真正的在神的里面我们得到，在基督里面我们有这样的平安和安息在里面，我们就真的得到了释放。那真的让我想到，就是说在那环境里面，我觉得好像神不与我同在了，或者说神不爱我了。但是真的借着弟兄的话，让我觉得他的生命流露出来，让我觉得真的是无时无刻神都与我们同在。而且真的我们要知道，我们在我们里边住的比世上任何事情都大。他是和我们一起来经历这些东西的时候，一起来，他知道我们所经历的是什么，而且他和我们一起在经历的时候，我真觉得得到了很多的很多的释放，就觉得哦，原来。之后我们在一起再经历这些事情，如果我们所要遇面对这些问题，所遇见这些困难，如果真的我们失去了很多东西的时候，如果主说他以他自己来成为我们那个弥补，我觉得、啊、特别得到 得到安慰，就像刚刚那首诗歌里面唱的，我们的所有问题，如果主都是以他自己为答案的话，啊，我觉得我们心应该得到满足。就真的在那一刻，我觉得，就经过这次的夏令后，我觉得我整个，我觉得在我的，生命里面能够有很多的改变，就是这些事情不再在我身上有什么诠释，或者不再搅扰愁烦我，所以我觉得在夏令会的里边，我觉得得到特别多的释放，有特别多的平安和喜乐。我觉得现在真的在学习说让耶稣基督的平安在我里边做主，这我觉得这是我正在也在进步啊，要学习的。那还有一点就是我觉得特别感动的，就是说这次的啊，这次的晨更，那因为我是在啊年轻小组和其他很多来自 Dumbo 包括 Austin 那边年轻人，我们在一起在晨更，那就了解到我们发现我们真的年轻在一起的时候，每个人把我们自己那里边一点点领受和我们生命中实际的改变，我们分享出来，我们觉得很有共鸣，我们觉得哦，有不同的地方听姐妹，我们在一起，我们都有一个追求，都有一个改变，我们都在朝一个目标，在一个比一个标杆在直跑。我觉得在那一刻我们精神在一起，我觉得特别受鼓舞，受激励，所以这次对我的激励和鼓舞蛮就是特别大。然后特别就是说，在讲到彭丽雄的信息里边，有一篇就是他讲到说，只有神的爱，父的爱能够激励我们向前进。他特别强调的话就是说，我们都知道爱里没有惧怕。可是当他在讲那几个例子的时候，真的特别触动到我说，什么叫做爱里没有惧怕？当我们真正的感受到了神的爱的时候，我们才知道原来爱里真的没有惧怕。他特别举的例子就是压伤的芦苇它不折断，他讲的是那一个他去的中国东北一个地方，他讲了举的那个例子，那个一个也是一个也是一个年轻人，然后他是不怎么和他讲话，但是他最后走的时候送了他一个江产芦苇，他没有折断那个纪念，所以是在那一刻就会觉得说，因为神他的爱本性就是如此，他必不折断那个江山和我，所以当你真的那一刻被神的爱所感动的时候，觉得明白爱里没有惧怕。好，谢谢。
So there is no fear in love。
我今天本来不想说了，但是我又受感动了，我这个人吧感动
I've been touched。
今天我讲了两个感动。
I'll tell you two places that I've been
touched.
In this summer conference, I did not want to go to the summer conference because you all know that my daughter is going to give birth next week. It's a little problematic. If you go to a summer conference, it's such a far distance. And if you go, and if you see all these difficulties, what do you do? And so I had this thinking in my heart.So I said it. But my husband, however, even though he has not been baptized, he said, you have been baptized. You are a Christian.
So I said,
I am not a true Christian. So it's just a little difficulty. I didn't want to go to the summer conference. So I truly sense that.
我自己确实是在犯罪，
确实是在软弱。I am truly weak。
当时我今年，我每次祷告的时候，我就说，我容易软弱。
If I am weak,
救了我。
It is God who has saved me。
第一个感动。
This is my
first。第二个感动呢？是。
The second time he touched me is from a brother son's message。
他是一个圣洁的。在这个店里边吧，我们每一个在店里边，我们享受着我们的幸福，不能在店里边掺杂了一切，就是说，也不能说是乱七八糟的吧，就是说不
say a lot of filthy words，
不符合我们的都是神的要求吧。
当时我也不想吧，因为
我们到美国来。
Because when we come to America, first, we don't speak English. And what we seek is to just learn a little English. Therefore, so when I go to my daughter's place, we take English lessons in KT.
It's not,
I'm not murmuring. But,
我就认为了
different,
哎呀我们这个教会也是充满了一些爱为什么我们这个教会为什么不举办一些学习班呢帮助我们这些
help,
不会英语的一些老人
people,、
给我们提供一些方便
English,、
就是说我们的教会好像这方面服务的不周到
so our,
就是
church is not serving
就是这样认为
well in this,
我们
this
通过这个孙弟兄这么讲了以后
through, brother's son's
我觉得
message, I felt
我的想法完全背离了神的
was totally
他的
contrary to God's requirements and standards
是一个圣洁的家
this is a house of God
不是一切充满像我们想象的
of all these,
有一些
your imagination or activities because
比较爱活动
for me I love activities
到哪个地方也喜欢交朋友
and I also love friends
要唱个歌呀
I love to sing songs
活动锻炼锻炼我觉得挺好的
it's very good I think that's good
我觉得我们教会
however I feel that our church
应该是说一说这样想法我现在想象
so
确实是又是一个软弱
this
我真的
is, the weakness of man
这两天给我是一个感动
this past couple days the Lord touched my heart even though I didn't want to say
你该改变改变
me need to, I need to be changed I need to learn God's word
来充满
so that I can be filled
来改变我一下
Christ can change me and my husband
特别感谢我的先生
I particularly am thankful to my husband He encouraged me to go to the summer conference. Even though he has not been baptized, but he encouraged me, so I'm very, very touched. And for our family, my daughter and us, and son-in-law brought me to church. My daughter also went to the summer conference and has helped.
每次都要好好参加这个夏令会每次都是给我一个感动谢谢大家
I'm touched, thank you
、This time for the summer conference、I wasn't be able to go there physically And shame on me because I was looking for all kinds of excuses、for actually not being there、Our brothers have arranged a ride for me butBecause of some family situation, I wasn't able to go in the last minute. And this is one of the reasons I do want to share with our brothers and sisters. I just feel a lot of times it's so easy for us to put other priorities ahead of God, ahead of fellowship with Him and fellowship with each other and to encourage each other. And this is a perfect, a bad example.And so even though I wasn't physically being able to go there, I was able to listen to the messages given by the brothers through the link. And there's a lot of messages, but one message really stood out is the Brother Sun actually compare our Christians to be egos. He wants us to be egos. He thinks we're supposed to be egos. However, we became turkeys. We can't fly anymore. We should have the perspective that's from way higher above. However, we are like turkeys. So on Friday in our group, we're sharing, Brother Haibin was asking, so how can we Christians become eagles again? How can we soar above again? And I couldn't answer. He said, actually, Brother Sun shared that.Message or information in the conference and I was shocked I didn't hear that so I couldn't answer the question and later he helped us he pointed to the chapter in Isaiah chapter 40 those who wait upon Lord shall regain strength and will mount above like eagles and it just empowers me so much and I just realizedHow easy sometimes Satan will stand in the way to prevent us from hearing his information. So I was so thankful in our fellowship during the Friday in the Bible study. And he actually pointed out, our brothers actually helped me, to regain that perspective and to point me to God's word. Another thing, another information stood out for me is it keeps coming up is the,to root deep and bear fruit above. And it this morning I was reading the Bible, Luke, book of Luke, chapter 7 and 8. It also talks about the God compares the seeds. And if the seeds, if it's falling on stones, it won't take root. And I was looking at myself. I was thinking a lot of time, I listened to the messages. Yes, I feel I was touched by God, but it's for a while. And then afterwards, the words will, you know, kind of fade away. And I forgot the message. And I just felt I have to constantly, I have to be the rich ground so that God's word will actually root deep and so that I can bear fruit. I don't want to be the stone. So it will be blown away. It will fade away. So this is the two messages that really stood out for me. And I really hope, I'm very fortunate I can be in this church that brothers, sisters, and will actually bring me closer to God. And this is one of the things I'm really thankful for. And thank you.
Sisters,
greetings.
我这次没有参加夏令会。
I did not attend the summer conference.
我是 Michael 的岳母。
I am the mother-in-law of Michael Hensher.
Gloria 的妈妈。
I am the mother of Gloria Hensher.
这次来帮她坐月子。
Today, I've been here to help out after she gave birth. Here, I want to thank
the
multitude of brothers and sisters for this family.
And
you have prayed for them. You have served them.
作为妈妈的,
as a mother,
有机会来到这里,
I have the opportunity to come here.
不仅在这里要把感谢,
not only do I
want to
offer up gratitude and praises to the Lord, I also want to thank all the brothers and sisters. Earlier, I heard a sister shared about preaching the gospel. I also want to share with you my little failure in preaching the gospel and an eternal victory to share with you.
当我得救的时候,
when I was saved,
我就看到我先生,
I saw my husband. He was very zealous about preaching the gospel. A lot of times,
碰到人,
anyone he met someone within three sentences would mention Jesus. So they said that he only preaches Jesus, and they say his wife must also be good at preaching the gospel. It's exactly the opposite.
那我先生呢,
my husband,
one time,
because he has this fervency about preaching the gospel, he gathered people who
are
fervent about preaching gospel and train us for a month. And then two by two, we're out preaching the gospel. Of course, I have to participate. The two of us in a group, Saturday morning, in the meeting room, we gather together. We are separated into groups. So in the afternoon, we have opportunity to preach the gospel. So
the
sister and I were in a group. We have to go visit and knock on the door of seven families.
Therefore,
I prayed to the Lord. Lord, I'm so nervous.
我希望啊,
I truly desire
maybe
when I knock on their doors, they are not at home. Because if they are home, I don't know what to say.
如果他们给我拒绝了,
if they reject me, then I would lose faith.
那如果叫我讲真理,
if I have to preach the truth, I don't know how to really say it well. I've only been trained 1 month. My husband's purpose is to just have the boldness to go out, to say whatever. You know, it doesn't really matter. You just sow the seeds.
However,
I did not say to my companion how I pray to the Lord. So I knocked on the first room. I knocked on the door in the first. No one was there. I was very happy. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. There's no one at home.
I
was very happy. And so go to the address. We went to the second home. I said to the Lord, maybe there's no one there too, I hope.
Eventually,
out of our expectation,
none
of the seven families visited the Lord. So I was so happy. So I returned. The Lord listened to my prayers. And then my other other co-worker was very upset.
因为大家分享,
because we all shared about how, you know, several families opened their doors.
几家人,
and they talked.
哎, 有的还有愿意信主
了。 And someone even was willing to receive the Lord. But all the families we visited, we have got no fruit. And she was very grieved. I was very happy because the Lord listened to my prayer. But from that point onward,
我就肯定我们的神是又真又活的神。
I assured myself that God is a God who listens to prayer. Because he will listen to my prayer.
不要开门,
so don't open those doors. Then I believe that from now on, if I pray that this person will be saved, this person will surely be saved. Therefore, God gave me this faith.
从那以后,
from that point onward,
我不再跟主祷告,
I no longer pray to the Lord.
不要见, 不要开门了。我说主啊,
hope these families will open their doors. Today I do. I will gain a person.
就是见一个得一个,
each person I gain, I see I will gain.
因为有第一次的经历,
because from the first experience, Lord, listen to my prayer. Therefore, I believe this time when I preach the gospel, the Lord will also hear my prayer. And thank the Lord every time. I have gained some.
的确, 我们的神,
truly,
是愿意,
our Lord
is
want all to be safe and no one to be perished.Therefore, we desire to yield ourselves to him and we give all into his hands. More importantly, you have to pray ahead of time for them. You have to pray to such an extent that God will do work in you. Then when you go, you will have results from one failure, ushers in eternal victory. Therefore, my grandson is the victorious one. I want to share a little bit about what I learned from the summer conference. In Isaiah 62, it says, I will not be silent until the righteousness goes forth with brightness.
I don't know whether
your sense is about the summer conference.
为夏令会祷告这么久
we have to pray so long for the summer conference. Why?
我们对参加这个夏令会
we have to attend
这么渴慕哈、
有一点 summer conference. Why there's such longing?
在夏令会我们就看到
summer conference, we can see
神真的愿意对我们说话
God desires to speak to us.
就从这两位讲员
from these two speakers,
彭弟兄和
Brother Ping and Brother
和我们的这孙弟兄
son,
当讲到真理的时候
when they talk about the truth, our brothers, the messages,Not only did he touch upon the truth, the reality of the truth, they also tell us how to do it. For example, here, Brother Ping talked about, today we are Jerusalem. The church is the Jerusalem on this earth. However, Jerusalem requires a remnant to return. Therefore, he talked about this truth. He also told us this way. The most precious thing about summer conference is that there is a practicality of the truth and also the execution of the truth. You can't just talk about the truth, but in executing them.
It is unclear.
So what Brother Ping mentioned, Isaiah 37, all this truth has to take root downward and bear fruit upwards. In chapter 62, our brothers shared much until Jerusalem became becomes a praise in the earth. So I want to share with you a failure from my experience.
事实上耶路撒冷是在全地，不是只有我们。
Is Jerusalem has
不是只有我们自己，是在全地。
有时候
跟人之间的相处
，in an interpersonal relationship,
想我们只要把我们真理是学好就好，但是
事实上
我们的生活
离
得很远。
In real life, it is far from the truth.
So the words
from the Lord remind us that we truly able to make Jerusalem praise in the earth. Is our life really a reality? So this relates to our execution. Secondly, in chapter 62, it talks about God has established watchmen.
在我们的聚会我们很重视这属灵的实际。这圣经兄弟讲到这个会幕的实际。
When,
外面是一个
Brosnan talks about the reality of the tabernacle. On the outside, there's nothing unusual, but however, inside tabernacle, it is very abundant.
You're
not looking at external things, you're looking at emphasizing internal things. In the past few months, a lot of brothers and sisters have been saved. And we pray for their salvation. They have had spiritual warfare.
这个是守望者要做的
工作。所
以我觉得夏令会它宝贵就是说，
so it is very precious that when we talk about,
可是我们实行上，
in when we put these words into practice,
God
also through these two brothers intermingle their messages to tell us, being a watchman it can become a reality. This is how we bring it into fruition.This is what I learned from the summer conference. From these two lessons, we can learn. I take root downward in the truth. And then also, we have to become a watchman. May our prayer meeting,
our brothers say
that our condition is an absolute correlation between our spiritual condition and the prayer meeting. May God bless His word.
You know, this summer conference, I was really convicted by the Lord. I wish I could share something encouraging, but actually, what the Lord spoke to me was an admonishment. And basically, I felt like the Lord went out of His way to tell me and perhaps some of us that we can't rely on past seasons of having root in the Lord.You know, sometimes we go through something and we're really close to the Lord, but the Lord kind of stopped me and just shared with me, and just corrected me that it was time to take root again. So I was just convicted by that and the word at the end of Ted's message about the Church of Ephesus, that the Lord can...give you revelation at some point in your life, but we're also able to grow cold and lose our first love. And the Lord, His warning to that was that if you find yourself in this condition, it's time to repent, and it's time to be contrite and to return to the Almighty God. And if you don't, if you kind of keepcasual or not taking the Lord seriously, then He will not choose you to bear His testimony, and He'll have others rise up to bear that testimony. So I'm grateful to the Lord that I feel like He's speaking to many of us about our true condition, not the ones that people see, but the ones that are unseen, and for us to return to the Lord.
大家好，那个这次我和我先生我们一起，
my husband and I,
我妈妈还有我们小孩，我们是第一次参加这个夏令会。可能认识我的人也知道，我们最近是从另外一个环境的教会过来。那我在之前也参加过，有两三。
有三四次
不同的夏令会
four times the summer conferences,
但这一次的夏令会说实话和我之前参加的都非常的不一样
very, very different from the summer conferences
这一次我在准备夏令会的时候我就开始准备打包我们的行李
I was packing,
然后我就列清单然后我就
I have a list of packing
列，然后我就跟我先生说：“哎，我说你把小孩的游泳衣拿过来。
You bring,
然后我先生就说：你要拿小孩的游泳衣干什么？我说要游泳啊。
I said, you have to swim.
我先生说：这次夏令会没有安排给小朋友游泳啊。
There's no time for the children to swim.
因为之前我参加的每一个夏令会，他们都会给小朋友有这个活动，所以这个已经是我的默认选项。
This is my default.
然后我说真的吗？然后我就去看夏令会的
schedule，
然后我一看。
Summer conference.
真的没有玩的时间哦。
There's no playtime.
所以当时这是给我的第一个震惊。
So,
所以当时我去到夏令会的时候、
so、arrived at the summer conference,
我就在想我说
thinking,
哎，全都是信息、
嗯、
这个真的是蛮 intense 的。
This is very intense.
然后我进到里面然后听信息的时候
listen to the messages,
我觉得这是我听到的最
this is the most
要用什么形容词非常的 solid.
It is, these are very solid messages.
没有我
there are no
没有笑话
there are no jokes,
没有故事
no stories.
因为我真的已经很习惯
I'm very used to
听一些这样，所以我觉得我在神里面真的是有一个反省。
So, in God, I really
很多时候我们会
and reflection. A lot of times,
很希望听一些有意思的东西
something.
但很多时候
but a lot of times,
那些东西反而会冲淡了神的话语
dilute the word
所以当我记得第一个晚上当弟兄他一开始就开始讲那几幅图片的时候然后全都是大段大段的经文的时候我觉得我真的快有点撑不住了
I couldn't handle it anymore
就开车本来就也坐车很久也很累然后一下来就停然后我当时就真的是觉得哇这个讲道真的是货真价实
this
全都是神的话语
jam-packed with all the words from God
所以后面每一次到了晚上我知道要听这个这样的信息的时候我都跟神祷告我说神啊我说求你帮助我千万不要让我睡着我很想听我知道这全都是你的话语所以我觉得真的是很感恩因为后来孙弟兄他也分享到不光是信息包括教会里面其实很多时候我们太容易在里面参加一些人的活动来吸引人的心让我们觉得很有趣但是很多时候这些是人的东西我们其实真正要的是神的东西所以我很感恩我觉得这个夏令会让我看到就包括组织的弟兄姐妹他们其实是很有目的的要让这个夏令会其实完全是为了神而不是为了人我们过去不是是为了
past,
It's not a summer campers
We were summer
campers
It's a
conference
然后
不是夏令营是夏令会
It's not a summer camp
真不是去玩不是去放松我们真的是那边重新和神有一个恢复重新在神那里面有一个思考还有一个我觉得非常有得着的是下午的 workshop 当时在 sign up 的时候就当时我跟我先生一起在看那些 topic 然后我就跟我先生说我好像有四五个都想去但是只能 散一个后来我跟我先生就分工我们散了夫妻关系和儿童教养
Raising young children and also,
我先生就派我去了夫妻关系我也不知道为什么
然
后他去了儿童教养
那
我们回来听完之后我们俩私底下就会有一个交通 我觉得其实我们在交通的时候我当时心里真的是很感谢神因为我觉得不管是信主的还是不信主的夫妻关系和儿童教养每个家庭都有非常多的疑问或者问题甚至要求助的地方但我觉得最感谢神的是我们作为基督徒神是我们所有的解决问题的方法无论你是家庭问题还是儿童的问题其实我觉得我听下来这个 workshop 弟兄姐妹分享了很多很好的经验但其实我觉得归总到最后只有一点就是回到神面前我们自己回到神面前来对付我们自己心里面的罪我们整个家庭回到神面前如果神在一个家庭里面作王夫妻关系也会理顺夫妻和子女之间的关系也会理顺我觉得真的是感谢神他赐下他这么宝贵的自己给我们让我们可以有这样子一个圣经的标准来建立我们的家庭也让我们看到其实家里的很多东西真的是让我们要学习爱的功课家里面不是一个争论谁对谁错的地方我们真的是让我们要学习用耶稣的爱 用神的标准来对付我们心里的罪，但是要用耶稣的爱来爱我们家里的对方，包括我们的孩子。
Deal with our husband and children.
I just have just the sharings from two of the pictures from Brother Peng, and hopefully I'll be brief. But basically, this is the picture of both my servant, the lamb, as well as the trees of righteousness. And I really found these two pictures to be very suitable because how linked they are together. You know, Brother Peng brought this the verse from Isaiah 53, talking about how you know, he takes away our grief and our sorrow, and he heals us of our iniquities which are against God, and our transgressions which are against men, and how the curse falls on God and not on me. You know, thank the Lord that he, you know, I think as believers, a lot of times we feel that God expects so much out of us, you know, especially regards to service, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, having a share on sharing meetings, you know, whatnot. You know, we feel a lot of pressure to do a lot of things. And I'm sure if you've been to the prayer meetings, you recognize just how much time and effort and love the saints poured on upon service just for the summer conference. A lot of plannings, a lot of prayer, and over and over for many, many months. And I believe that you know, if it were not the example of our Lord Jesus and his selfless service unto us, I don't think any of this people can do. Obviously, we know the service, you know, of the saints really comes from the love of God. So, you know, seeing this Isaiah 53 picture about how God is, you know, Jesus was a servant as well as the Lamb. He was not just one who was humble as a servant, one who is, put himself not first, but he was also a lamb, one who was obedient, one who listened, one who executed without question, without thought of himself. And I it made me think about a lot of my own condition, you know, regarding service, you know, whether am I a humble person, first of all, you know, has the Lord shown me that he is my sustenance overall? But at the same time, even though I may outwardly be humble, but do I have a lamb's heart who follows him wherever he leads, you know, whoever, you know, who has an obedient heart to surrender and to serve him at all costs? You know, just a very, very quick testimony about that. You know, my own failure is that, you know, I was asked to actually lead the songs this week. And, you know, as a brother asked me, you know, would you be willing to lead a songs this Sunday? And in my heart, I kind of grumbled because I felt that, well, you know, I kind of led songs for the summer conference already. You know, a good excuse would be, hey, maybe give the opportunity to someone else. And then I realized Brother Xingyu actually took upon himself to lead the songs, even though he serves very selflessly throughout the conference. You know, and it taught me about just the lamb's heart, about how unwilling I am, and how sometimes when it comes to service, if it's not convenient to me, then no, I don't want to serve. But, you know, Lord Jesus, in his loving kindness, you know, in his grace, you know, showed us first what it means to be a servant and a lamb. And how this links to the trees of righteousness is, you know, these trees of righteousness is a very external view of God's house. You know, these trees are magnificent, they've grown, they're strong, and they stand side by side just as these planks, you know, in the tabernacle stand, you know, one and a half cubit by one and a half cubit, needing each other. You know, and as the body, I feel that we, at least for me, I don't fully grasp that, because again, with that whole aspect of service, you know, if it's not convenient to me, then I don't want to serve. You know, if it's not convenient for me to go out of my way to see a brother or sister in need, then I don't want to do it, you know. Or if it's a time issue, if it's a money issue, if it's a whatever issue may be, you know, I'm not willing to stand with my brother and sister. Then I thought about why, and it comes back down to that servant heart. You know, the result of God's sacrifice was that he was a sin offering to us. But what Brother Peng said is that we are not to be that sin offering. You know, oftentimes we feel that we need to be a self-sacrificial sin offering, and we can't. But we can be a burnt offering, one who is devoid of ourselves and willing to follow. And the result of the burnt offering is that God can have a seed, and a seed can be planted planted so that a tree may grow. And I feel that as for me, often I like to do the external things first, to be the tree even before I'm the seed. You know, I want to do the big things that people can see. I want to serve people. But without that seed, there's no tree. You know, and that without that seed, that tree, it can't grow. Right, and all I am is just a dead plank, and I'm not a tree of righteousness. And this tree, what's so interesting about it is that these trees of righteousness are those who mourn after the spiritual condition of God's people. You can't just be an external tree standing on your own in the middle of the forest by yourself. You know, you have to care for one another, and I need to learn how to care for one another selflessly. You know, that if we don't mourn for the body of Christ, if we don't mourn for the spiritual condition of our young people, of our children, of the next generations, or even our current generation, or the next, whatever, if we don't mourn for God's people, we can't be that tree of righteousness. And lastly, you know, when people see these trees from a distance, one thing is, Brother Bang said, is people will see Zion. Zion is the heart of God. And if we're not there, how can people see Zion, right? How can the world see Zion? And my last example is this. Is yesterday, you know, we were very fortunate enough to be able to go to Harvey Relief with many of the college students. And we went there, and we served in a community which was devastated by Harvey, and we tried to help build some houses. We tried to rebuild some homes. And, you know, we're all amateurs. You know, we don't know what we're really doing over there. They give us a hammer, and we nail a nail. They give us a saw, we cut, you know. And we're doing all these things, and we know our cuts aren't right. You know, they're not perfect. They're all over the place, you know. And we're like, God, you know, please forgive us. Hopefully this house still stands after, you know. But, you know, in all this service, you know, when we're doing it by our hands, we recognize the imperfections of what we're doing. We recognize that, you know, what we're doing is not perfect. We're not a craftsman. We're not a builder. But we're working on one of the homes. And then we turned to our left, and we saw another home that was built. You know, and what we're doing were the rafters. Basically, it was the beams that held up the support of the roof. Right, and then our cuts were just all over the place. I mean, at the end, we cleaned it all up. Hopefully, it looked okay. But you know, we looked at the house that was next to us that was had already had the rafters up, and we said, "Wow, you know, that's amazing." We were probably 100 feet away from it, so from a distance, we saw it. It looked perfect. It looked beautiful. It looked straight and it looked right. And then we asked the guy who we're working with. We said, "Wow, who put that up? Did you put that up?" He says, "No, a bunch of high schoolers put that up." High schoolers. So, and he says, yeah, you know, if you look very carefully, it's not perfect either. But from a distance, you see it and you're amazed and you give glory. Well, of course, you don't give glory to man, but you know, so from a distance, you know, we look at it, we're amazed. And that's us, this body. We're not perfect. You know, we're messed up in our own ways. We have imperfections. We're sinners saved by grace. But you know, the Lord still puts us together. And, you know, when we're together and the world sees us from a distance, does he see people fighting? Does he see selfless people, selfish people, caring about just ourselves? Or does he see people put together, standing side by side as the trees of righteousness? That when people look upon it, they see the heart of God and they give praise to God and they worship him and they want to say, I want to be a part of that. You know, so may the Lord encourage all of us to be trees of righteousness, to live selflessly, to serve as an example, just as Christ gave us, as his servant and as his lamb, that his glory may be all unto himself. Thank you.